An Israeli strike on the central Gaza Strip killed a family of eight, Palestinian medical officials said Sunday, as Israeli forces battled Palestinian militants in the territory's north and air strikes destroyed a century-old market in southern Lebanon. The strike in Gaza late Saturday hit a home in the Nusayrat refugee camp, killing parents and their six children, who ranged in age from 8 to 23, according to the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in nearby Deir al-Bala, where the bodies were taken. It said a further seven people were wounded, including two women and a child in critical condition. Meanwhile, Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon destroyed an Otamanera market in the southern city of Nabatia overnight, killing at least one person and wounding four more. Lebanon's civil defense said it battled fires in 12 residential buildings and 40 shops in the market, which dates back to 1910. Rescuers were searching for survivors and remains in the pancaked buildings early Sunday as Israeli drones buzzed overhead. Nabatia was one of dozens of communities across southern Lebanon that Israel has warned people to evacuate, even as the city hosts people who have already fled. 40 know of shops destroyed in the market. Israel intercepts Hezbollah missiles. The Israeli military detected five projectiles launched from Lebanon at around 9 a.m. All were successfully intercepted by Israeli air defenses. Weapons caches found in Lebanon. Israeli forces have seized Hezbollah weapons in warehouses hidden in dozens of southern Lebanese civilian homes, Israel said on Sunday morning.